Here's a thought I'll title Crescendo and Whisper. I've been playing with this idea a lot of late, and I don't know where I first came onto this idea, but it's started to crystallize in my thinking. And the idea is simply this, that the photographs that I admire the most are either some form of crescendo, that is to say, a peak of high action, high drama, dramatic light, etc., or they're a whisper. They're something quiet. And the photographs that are in the middle seem to be of less interest, certainly less memorable. So, for example, Ansel Adams' Clearing Winter Storm, that's a crescendo. It's a dramatic moment with dramatic light. And contemporary photographers like Jack Curran and Cole Thompson and Chuck Kimmerly and Mitch DeBrowner come to mind as the crescendo kind of photographers. Very dramatic light. But then there's the other end of the spectrum that also appeals to me exceedingly well. Things like, Migrant Mother by Dorothea Lange is a whisper. You don't even know what's in the photograph until you pay a little attention to it and you realize that there are some of her kids in there that aren't very visible. It's a whisper. It doesn't shout at you. And a lot of photographers lean in that direction. In terms of some of my own work, I think of things like a recent Kokoro title called A Prairie Quiet. These are images that don't shout, but they do reward if you spend a little time looking at them. So that brings me to the middle. All of those images that are neither crescendo nor a whisper. And they struggle because they don't demand attention and they don't seduce us into attention. I'm not sure what to do with those images. The idea I've been playing around with lately, that's not a fully formed idea, so I may have to change my opinion on this in the future, is that those that are in the middle can be pushed towards something a little more dramatic and become a crescendo, or they can be pushed, by that I mean in post-processing or in perhaps in cropping or perhaps in context of other images in a small project, seeing in sixes or something, they can be pushed in the direction of a whisper. And so the challenge with those images is to find where they belong and work best. The crescendo ones kind of take care of themselves, and the whisper ones kind of take care of themselves. The ones in the middle have to be pushed. And one of the implications of this train of thought is that processing can do that. That is to say, it's possible to have crescendo processing and whisper processing. Think of pastel colors being a whisper and vibrant colors being a crescendo. And that when we mistake the processing and the composition and the subject, we can sort of booger things up. I did that with some images here just a week or so ago. I realized they were whisper images, but I was trying to process them with crescendo kind of lighting and drama, and they just weren't working. And the more I worked on it, the more I realized it was because I was sort of violating the nature of the image. It didn't want to be a crescendo. It wanted to be a whisper. And once I realized that and pushed it with processing in that direction, reducing the contrast, less dramatic lighting, less saturation of colors, softer focus, all of those things that you would associate with a whisper, the images started to succeed in ways that they just weren't when I was trying to push them in the wrong direction. So like I say, it's not a fully formed idea yet, but one I thought I'd share because it may be a useful way to think about your work. Is it a crescendo? Is it a whisper? Is it in between? And what can you do as a creative individual to push those images in the middle to the direction where they naturally find themselves wanting to go?